For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's take a look at the other interrogation video that's been released. This is released a few weeks ago. We haven't really gone through it much, but let's take a look at this.
First and foremost, if you can just take a deep breath, 10 minutes.
Interview, I should say, not interrogation, okay. Where somebody tears
all I'm
going to
do is try and get an idea of what you heard, what you saw, and any timeline, any information that you can give us so that we can try and figure out what happened, okay? So just take a deep breath for me. I know this isn't going to be easy, just one thing I go from there, okay? Have you feel in? What's your first year? Put your in the low end, so. Okay, then you know the lesson. And your date of birth?
September 3rd.
And you live there at 1122 King Road? And what's the other thing? And what state you're in, then?
Okay.
Do you have your phone number too? So what we're going to be doing is taking people's phones for a little while. I'm going to turn in. And so we do this. I don't know if you called, if you want to make any phone calls or anything like that. What we do in an investigation like this is we try to collect as much information as we can. Okay. Anything that might be small, you may not think is important for us to find out what happened, but it's very crucial. So taking something off your phone might be extremely useful for us, even if it's something that you don't realize, okay? And we're trying to get that phone back to you as fast as we can.
Okay.
Is that okay with you? Okay. So is this your phone, Dan?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell my mom.
That's fine. Okay. Switch your mom. And then what I'm going to need is your passcode. Mm-hmm. So for here, we tune into this. We can even turn off your passcode, okay?
How do you take off?
We did that? And Phil will already do this one. You can just keep me for something with your passcode.
I just don't know.
Okay. What is your bank code? And what type of...
Carrie, I'm
speaking. Sorry.
Okay. Obviously, she's far more emotional than...
Any social media that you have right on Facebook.
It shows just how different people react to things and trauma.
Any other... So such a unique type size.
Great.
So those the big ones?
Yeah.
Apple. Apple. So we're going to try to go back and try to get a little bit of the timeline, okay? So what did you guys do last night?
I mean,
mostly, were you, if you were by yourself and not with the group? What is
So
you're with
one of them is my roommates, and one of them is her boyfriend.
Okay. So you're with Ethan
and Zanna.
Zanna?
Mm-hmm.
And spell that one?
X-A-N-Y. N-A-N-A, sorry.
X-A-N-A.
N-A.
Okay. So I'm just trying to. Sometimes I was going to put names too. So you were with Ethan and Zanna last night.
Yeah.
Well, do you know Ethan's last name?
Chivin.
I don't know how to spell
it. Yes, sir. And Nana's last name?
Samuel.
Do you spell it?
I think it's K-E-R. And so, maybe another guy, T. Fleeting or something like that.
Okay. Okay, so you're with them. What time did you guys say to signify something?
Around 8 something. 8:30.
So 8:30 p.m.?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And prior to that, were you guys just in your house?
Mm-hmm.
So you left from your house?
Then, was that formal? Because he met with Kristen. She had a date. And
okay.
We were just hanging out at her house. And then she came over and we all walked over together.
Okay, so that was you, Ethan, Zanna. Was there another person out here? Or just the three of you that
walked over with us?
Okay, and now?
Logan.
Logan?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Nate Dinyai?
Who did? Her name is Madison, though, I believe.
Okay. So you guys all walked over to. You went about 8:30. Oh, were you all pretty much together, or just kind of mingling throughout the house next to the
We were all pretty much together, and then Maddie left to go to the club with Kimberly. And then I was with Ethan and Zanna most of the night, but then one of my friends came. And I hung out with her the rest of the night.
And who was that?
Yes.
Case telephone? Okay. And Lawson?
I don't know how to pronounce it. And no family is thicker than that.
Okay, that's fine. You have a phone number for her?
And like, yeah.
Nice. On your phone? Okay, he's in the band. Okay, so you were with. And at that point, Ethan and Nana were just kind of hanging out, still at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I went to our other friend's house.
Okay. What time was that at?
I don't know. You guess. 12 fish.
I'd like that to be home. Yeah, it's fine. And where's that house?
It's just like up the street.
Yeah,
and hang on.
And up the street from.
Saint Makai.
Okay.
Kind of.
So you guys are at Saint Makai, so you're walking back towards.
We're walking back from the house, and then we're going this way.
So, like, went back to Tabor Street, you went off? So if you walked all the way from Sigma Naves.
First.
Sigma Pi, sorry.
Yeah. You know the apartment is the lights.
Yep, right on the lights.
It's like
that street, that way.
So on Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Do you know roughly where on Taylor? Or does she live in the one of the other off streets?
Yeah, it's on Taylor, but it's like one of that any house with by the news. I don't know. How do we know later?
Fine. Okay. And whose house is it, if you want to?
It's... And I don't know if they're going to remain.
And... Okay. Alright, so you and you're at this house. How long have you been
here? I mean, like, 40 minutes. And then I left by myself.
Yeah, that's a big house.
So you walked home maybe around 1-ish?
Yes.
Okay. What did you see when you got home?
Worst family house watching the Empire Diaries.
And no one else was home yet.
plan. And an eliminator.
She's about to.
Oh, okay.
She's
on the bottom of the street. Yeah, that's fine. And does live with you or just visiting
the friend?
Okay.
And then she left.
Do you know what time she left at?
No, I went home.
But you, you're all watching. Okay. And anything happened during that time for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I know who else was in the house at that time.
Don't worry.
No one? Just the three of you? Okay. So, what? Let's go a little bit more. What happened to you?
I came back from the club. Left.
Daddy and him?
Carrie.
Okay. And they got home from this club. You know what time that might have been?
I think I told one of the cops that was talking to me at the house, like, better times.
It's okay.
I don't really remember right now. Maybe, like,
okay.
Something boring.
So if you got home around 1, that would have put them
in. Like 1:45.
Okay, like, right. So near Barbary? Like, did I do this?
Weird.
Like, near Barbary? Yeah, so Barbara. Bar's on the close at 2:00 here.
Oh, yeah. They went to Brock Chug after, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. What did you do after that, after Maddie and Kaylee died?
We all hung out in Kaylee's when we were little. And then passed, and then Maddie and I took Mercy out because she, the dog. And then I said I was going to go to bed because I was tired. And she said she's
good. Let's go.
And I went to my room, hosting me, boring to sleep. And she came and nodded and asked if I had Murphy, and I said no. And then I went to bed.
Okay. So what time did you take, you think you took Murphy out?
I'm like 3:30.
3:30 to bed?
7.
Okay. And where did you normally take Murphy to go to the bathroom?
Just the back door. Mm-hmm. In the kitchen.
So which one is 11:22? So if I'm coming up King Road off the Taylor.
It's the big white house on the end.
On the very top on the right?
Oh, well, it's technically all clean, but that should be cheap.
Okay. So is it the one that's tucked back if you're going up to 500 Clean Road? Those big apartments? And it's kind of back just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you normally go out the back deck then?
Yeah.
Okay. You kind of end on the chamber then? Okay. So you go there. You and Maddie take the dog out.
Human.
And then, how long did you get to it?
I was out there for maybe like 10 seconds.
Okay. So then you both come back in. So you and Maddie both come back in.
Before she did.
Okay. Did Maddie still have the dog then?
Yes, I believe so.
So you went out for a little bit, came back in. Do you know what time Maddie came back in? And you went straight to bed when you came back in? Okay. How long after you, when you went to bed, do you think now you can?
Actually, I came in, grabbed some chips, went to my room, and watched a show for a little, and then I left it.
What were you watching?
It's called Baby Daddy.
Okay. How long do you think you watched it?
Maybe like 30 minutes.
So one episode maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe like a half.
Okay. And did Maddie come in during that show or after?
She just knocked on my door, I think, during your last. I'd like to
repeat. We should know. Okay. Then what happened after that?
I just went to bed. And then I woke up and I was like half asleep, right? Thought I had like a body lunch or something. It could just sparkle and come to my door. And I thought I heard like something kind of fall. I thought you moving part, but I thought
people were just breaking.
Like food, like any headless here or something, and not something over, because he's just like loud in the kitchen next day.
Okay. So, what do you mean by you heard a firework?
It sounded like a little firework, and then I heard like a spark. And he went by mine, like, I'm on the bottom floor of it.
Okay.
So, it kind of looked like it came down there, but I don't know.
So, is Murphy your dog?
Candy Stock.
Candy Stock.
Carrie and her ex-blanker Stock.
Okay. So you heard Muffy bark right after you heard what you thought was a firecracker?
Yeah, something like that, right? I don't know. Dogs protect random things. Is it going to keep being
pump great? Same thing. It didn't sound like an angry growl when you went down, just a bark?
I don't really know. I was like half asleep.
Okay, you sent a red bird. So, hear the fireworks. You kind of see a spark underneath the door. Mm-hmm. Murphy barks. What do you hear after that?
Pretty much nothing.
Nothing after the door? Okay. And you thought maybe something was just in the kitchen at that point?
Yeah, just like someone accidentally fell into the table or something.
Okay.
I think she was like with one thing.
Do you know about what time that might have been? Do you have an idea?
Four or something. I tried to call all of them. I'm right 4:20-ish. Remember time? You know, I was instantly and thought they just went to bed or something.
She cares? And what happened after that?
Called me. And she said she thinks she saw someone. And I didn't know, like, really what to think of it, because sometimes we think we hear things a lot in the house, but she's really just eating, walking around. But she came and told her to come to my room, and she's like, okay, I need to lock the door. Just stay in there, just in case there was anything near me. That's all I knew. We went like all back to sleep.
You didn't hear anything else? No one else talking?
What person?
Did make it to your room then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What time do you think she got in your room?
Around 4:20, 4:30.
Okay, about the same time.
Yeah.
Where's her room located? It's yours.
I'm the only one on the bottom floor, right by the front door.
Okay.
And then you go up the stairs. Xana's room, and his room, the kitchen, and then upstairs is that in case.
Okay. And where's the room?
Right by the kitchen.
Right by the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did she say anything to you when she got into the room?
She said she thought she saw me in, but I didn't know what to think of my eyes. Like, still half asleep, and I was like, I don't know what to do. Okay. It didn't sound like I didn't hear screams or anything or anything. But I don't really know.
Okay. Intent. But notice she didn't say anything more than she just saw someone.
You got to tell him 100%.
So, well, your bed then, if it wasn't at the right house, you have a parking lot, front door, and your bed is just to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you slept from by the time you finally got into your room around 4-ish or so. Actually, before that.
Really? 3-something?
Yeah. So you were in there sleeping. Okay. Dylan got to your room maybe somewhere around 4:20-ish, but Dylan was already home at that point. You knew that Maddie and Karen were home. Do you know when anyone else in the house got home?
I don't know when Anna or Eden got home. I didn't hear them coming or anything.
Okay. And the last time you saw Xana and Ethan was at the Sandwich House.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, did you see anything weird at the party? Okay. Well, then, since how the way they're set up, where everyone hanging out primarily up in the main culinary area, with most people hanging out in individual rooms and stuff like that?
It was a little bit of a mixture at first. It was like apartments, and then it was the main room.
Okay.
And then as I was leaving, I wanted to throw a backpack from our friend's room, and
sorry, then we're sitting on the couch, like, listening to music.
Okay. And that was in the main room, or that was in
the apartment?
That was in the apartment. Okay. Did you hear of anything that happened to anybody?
Okay.
Was there anyone strange or odd hanging around the party?
Okay.
Do you know of anybody in your house still has an issue with anyone? Your ex-boyfriend? You have that?
We tell their ex-boyfriends are really nice.
They still like their friends.
Wait. Have you ever had any of you basically not anyone stalk you yet?
It's been once though. Kaylee said when Everyone was like, gone, you mean? And we're at the sorority house from being. And it was all kind of good. She was taking Marty out. This was a wild one. And she said she swears she saw someone staring at her while she was.
You thought I got you from that far on the level?
Maybe like a month. She could see like a man silhouette like staring at her.
You see, it was about a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Did Kane have any issues with Daniel?
I've been.
Okay. None of them have made any comments or statements. Anyone trying to come on to them or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
They said that all the ex-boyfriends of that, they're all on, they're very nice and stuff like that. Pardon me, any of them fairly recent breakups?
One, but.
No, she said, a big little book out. Yeah. What is, can you give me a little information on that?
I mean, it's nice. She led one.
Okay. Who's
close? Sour Street.
On two?
On Eklund, I think.
Two.
He and Kaylee share Marty.
Okay.
And they dated for 7 years.
And that's in Kaylee?
And then, or something like that.
And they dated for 7 years?
Something like that.
Since high school.
And the family's very close to
him. Okay. And they shared Murphy?
Mm-hmm. Reggie.
Okay. How long did they break out?
Literally only like 3 months or something. But they're still on
really good terms. Do you know why they broke out?
She was kind of like Texas.
Where's King from?
Cornwall.
Yeah. Where is it from?
Cornwall.
Okay. Hand him a move. You said that they're still on good terms and no concrete
examples? Yeah.
Has Kaylee been seeing anyone else lately?
When they had these movies, not really, I didn't know it.
Okay. Do you know when she was going to move to Tennessee?
After this was.
Apparently she wasn't going to move. I don't know.
Do you know what changed your mind?
Well, I think she
wanted to stay here with all of us.
Okay. Is there anything else you think is important for me to know? And you might remember things later. That's very much, very normal, okay?
Yeah.
If you seem to remember anything else, please reach back out to us. And then bring me back in and look at that information, okay? Quick before you go, okay? And you don't remember Kaylee's lesson?
Maybe it's all this.
It's all this?
Yeah, I can't help this.
Look at this up on?
I don't know
what it's called. Oh, okay, sorry.
You can.
Okay. Okay. All right, can you express very much thank you for sitting down with me, okay? You've been thinking I'm good out of the room. Same to you, friends, all right? You sure there's nothing else?
Anybody that is trying to point fingers at these girls after seeing that, you should be thoroughly ashamed.
Yep.
Can somebody fill me in a little bit on that? Because we had quite a few comments about some of the nasty stuff that's apparently going on with these two girls. What are people saying? Why are they saying it?
Because they're mentally ill. I don't know. I mean, there are groups of people that still are pro-burgers. There are still people out there that think he's innocent. And other than simply calling it what it is, there is a personality defect, a mental illness or personality disorder, or something is wrong with anyone who's thinking that way, because there's no healthy brain that would think that. None. That's what it is. You're sick. There's something seriously wrong with you if you think that those two girls had anything to do with this murder. Now, I'm not against at the very beginning looking at all options, questioning everything, try to figure it out. Sure, of course you need to do that, but we're almost 3 years past the point of when that was done. We've established what reality is. And if you can't get along with reality because you don't like reality and you'd like to live in this little delusional world out there, you have no place in the world with the rest of us. I'm sorry. If the people that are out there that still harass these people, it's sick.
Well, and the other thing is Brian Koberger pleaded guilty. So
exactly.
He stepped up and said, I did this.
There's you, no matter what, you can't change some people's points of view or wherever cognitive distortions that they're operating under, because they think that this sounds crazy, that someone would say this, that, oh, it's, you know, you're covering. Yeah.
I'm sitting there listening to that going, I don't know how I would I don't think I could give them any information about phone numbers or sure. I would be a nervous wreck. I
would be just bleh.
Yeah. I could not answer a question in a situation like that. I'd shut down.
Yeah.
I just would.
These girls went through absolute hell, and the hell it's the same monsters that went after the people that like the Sandy Hook families and stuff like that. It's the same distorted, fucked up thinking from these people that really, you know, if they went on a cruise and the boat sunk, I would be happy. It's like, oh, the Alex Jones cruise that takes all the Sandy Hook folks that believe this shit is fake and that those are fake actors, and the boat sinks and everyone goes away. Well, you know what? That's natural selection working in one big, big boat sinking. I would praise that if that happened.
These girls didn't ask for this to happen to them.
No, you're a blight on society.
They didn't put themselves in a situation. They weren't in a dark alley wearing, you know, provocative clothing. It wasn't, you know, they didn't ask. And I'm not saying that a woman wearing that, I'm being sarcastic here, but none of this was due to anything that they did other than existing. So to point blame at them in any fashion is just fucking ridiculous.
I don't get where people just can't accept facts sometimes. And that's really what it comes down to here. There's no reason to think that it wouldn't be anyone other than Brian Koberger. There's no logical reasons other than a very broken brain that's connecting dots in places where they don't go. And sometimes people's brains just don't connect those dots. And if you're one of those people hearing that and you're thinking Koberger's innocent and that these girls had something to do with it, seek help. Seek help. Because it's not going to end well for you if this is the line of thinking that you're operating under. There's something seriously wrong with you. I don't really say that. I mean, just the sheer raw emotion. I don't really have anything to add to it. I have nothing. I mean, what do you say? She's trying to get out everything that occurred, the hell that they went through that night, and try to explain the reasoning for their fear. And look, these kids grew up in a very different time than the rest of us. The ways that many other generations respond to trauma, respond to reaching out to authorities is very different than what we've had. That's the only way I can try and describe it, because at first I had difficulty wondering, why didn't they call 911? What's going on? Like, why was that? And not that they were like hiding something, but like, what is the process going on here that would not be the first choice? And once you really dig into it and understand that way of thinking, and you understand that generation, and you understand how they have been brought up and how they respond to things, it makes sense. It just does. It's a very different response that they have to things than we do. Not because they don't want to get help, but because they weren't brought up in the same way, where we have a phone on the wall, we call 911 if something happens. It's more community oriented in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of ways to look at that. And if you want to take 5 minutes of your life and dig into that, you can. But it does add up. And clearly, yeah. If you think she's a murderer, you're insane.
Especially the last one, a lot to process.
Oh my God.
A lot to process.
Yeah. I was on the fence about, that one's been out for a little while, but, and I was on the fence about playing it, and I'm like, well, you know what? I've been seeing too many idiots out there on this. So I thought, let's talk. Let's bring that one out there. So there you go. That's the latest. We got to see Koberger shopping today and
dancing to Rick Astley.
If you need a little pick me up, you know, just go back about an hour in the show. your weekend's going to be magic. Magic 104.
I marked it. It was at like minute 37, I think.
Did you mark it?
Well, kind of. I wrote it down, actually. Oh,
it's around funny. There you go. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. Let us know your thoughts in the comments section on all of the cases that we're covering for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. You can do that on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you will find us right there. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Todd and Stacy, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath.
Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee. And Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush. For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee. And Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean
stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply. It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.